It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And guess what, boys? It's Wide Receiver Friday. Congratulations to all who observe and celebrate.
In honor of Garrett Wilson's catch.
In honor of Garrett Wilson's absurd shin catch, we're only having wideouts on the show today.
Hey, let's do that.
Wideouts are bust. Amani Toomer at 11. Governor Westmore, I believe, was a wideout at Hopkins. Seriously. I may need to confirm that, but as far as today goes, he was a wideout. And at 1 o'clock, Santana Moss joins the program.
Yeah. Wideouts all over the place.
A little bit of news breaking right off the tizop. We always read Commanders press releases as they come in. I like this one. Washington Commanders announced safety Jeremy Reeves as their nominee for the 2024 Salute to Service Award presented by USAA. Revo is just an absolute stand-up dude. I believe his mom was in the Air Force and his father was in the Army, or was maybe a reserve or was in the Army. Clearly, the military means a ton to him. Shout out to Revo. Hope you win it, buddy.
I like Revo.
Yeah.
Revo's a good dude.
Great dude.
Yeah.
I believe he's from Pensacola. If that's accurate, that's a heavy military town, so it would all kind of add up. Mm. So, cool news there. We were just joking about it. I think Ovi wants to break this record this year.
Yeah, he said, no, what the hell, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Let's get it done now.
Yeah, dude. He's on fire. The Caps are on fire. Caps are now 7-2. Will the Commanders join them on Sunday?
Let's get it.
We'll know Sunday by like 5 o'clock.
Yep. We'll know before that.
That's true. You might know by 4:30. You think it'll be final? But you're sounding like you might know by 2 o'clock.
No, I'm just saying you'll know way before 5. I mean, the games are 3 hours probably.
I think that game ends at 4:18 p.m.
I will go at 4:09.
4:09. Landfill, you got a guess?
I'm going to say 4:02.
4:02, you got to move it quick, Callahan style.
Yeah.
Hey, right. We're running every play.
We're running, completing passes, clock moving.
Keep it moving, baby. But the problem is, quarterback on the other side, if he doesn't complete all the passes,
he's going to get sacked a lot.
Just a quick update on the Caps. I woke up this morning. I guess we don't have the stream going because nobody knows where Jeff is, but I am wearing my Caps t-shirt. Devils are still in first place in the Metro with 16 points. Caps are tied for second with the Hurricanes with 14 points. They've played 9 games. The Devils have played 13.
Hey.
So it's going to work itself out.
I would just say take the numbers and go with that and say, well, they're in first place right now.
They're in first place for teams that have played 9 games.
Yeah.
How's that? Just really impressive start. You got to like Coach Carberry, everything they've got cooking over there.
They're playing for him.
For sure. How was your Halloween, B?
Quiet.
Did not many kids come to the house?
Mm. By the time I got home, nobody ever came after that.
Where were you?
My wife said that only one or two people stopped by anyway.
See, you said people used to ride around in cars,
yeah,
and golf carts.
Cars and golf carts.
So it's bizarre in my neighborhood. Is it my neighborhood on the whole gets absolutely packed for Halloween, but my street kind of doesn't? We put out the bowl of candy because we wanted to walk with the girls, and it was all gone. But our street was never
two
that crowded.
Two kids took that.
They might have. And I don't even care.
Two kids roll in and say, oh, dog, they told us to take all of this.
The problem is, so there's one street in my neighborhood that gets bananas. They close the street down. It's absolutely packed.
Mm-hmm.
But then all the ensuing neighborhood are kind of quiet. So then we are walking around with the girls just doing some regular old trick-or-treating. It was fun. And all these, you know, all these families were like, oh, take as much as you want. We have too much candy. So then my daughters take like two fistfuls of candy to the point where I had to carry their candy bags because they couldn't carry them. They were too heavy.
Are you complaining? That's what you're going to be eating the rest of the week.
I already started. My candy habit's so just completely out.
He's sitting up here as if he's pissed off. He probably was on the way. Now, listen, kids. If they say take a lot, grab two handfuls.
Landville's just throwing stuff in there. I don't know what he's got going on, but there are just things being launched in there. You all right?
There's stuff in my way, and there's absolutely no reason for it to be here, so I'm just yeeting it.
I mean, real quick, is anybody – do we know where Jeff is?
No.
On the show sheet, we all picked our time for when the Commanders game ends on Sunday. I went latest. Landville went earliest. I just got a tweet. This is kind of funny. Scarence Terrence McLaurin says, Landville just hopes the game's done by 4:20. Wonder why you picked that number.
He just didn't want to put those numbers in the right order, right?
On the show sheet, Jeff Walker's Week 9 hype song is scheduled for 10:45.
Yeah.
Well, we have heard from Jeff by 10:45.
Yeah, I think he's just leaving the studio. Jeff, on his way.
Yo, Jeff pulled an all-nighter. Jeff went trick-or-treating. And then went to the studio and is now on his way in. So we look forward to that. Serious question for you, B. Did you watch Thursday Night Football?
I watched a good bit of it.
Dog of a game.
But I just think that Jameson Williams could play, right?
Garrett Wilson?
Yeah, Garrett, not Garrett.
Jameson Williams can do a lot of things.
Outright play, but you know. What's going on? I was trying to poop.
Shout out to Jeff. He's
here. He was trying to poop on him and stuff at one point. You know, that dude can play.
Oh, he's a player.
We got another drop. We got another drop at the goal line, dude.
I that's what I want to ask you about. You played football at a serious level your whole life.
Yeah.
College ball, NFL for 14 years. You scored. I mean, I can pull up your numbers from the NFL. How many touchdowns do you think you scored over your career?
NFL career? Or
all of it.
Everything, well over 100.
Right. Okay.
And I never dropped one before I got in the end zone.
Did it ever even come to mind?
No. We've always been taught get into the damn end zone. See the dude throw his hands up, then you do what you want to do.
I can't fathom
it. I don't understand it, man. It's like, you know, why do you have to try to be so damn cool? That could have come down to where that touchdown right there could have had him lose that game.
I cannot fathom how that happens.
Hey.
Like, what is the thought
process?
Everything
today is about trying to showboat and look a certain way. Guys want to.
People have been showboating a long time. That's not new.
No. I ain't saying it's new. But when you do it just to put everything on you, you do stupid stuff sometimes. And everybody wants to go viral. He going viral for the wrong thing, wrong reason.
I cannot fathom how that happens. The first one of these I remember is DeSean Jackson. I think when he was in college, yep. Right, at Cal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if people, like, want to prove how close they can get to the goal line. I
think he was running so fast he thought he was in the end zone, and he dropped it. And I just think that. Get into the damn end zone. Then do it.
It is so stupid.
There's no reason to drop the ball before you get in the damn end zone.
Houston. Obviously some injuries there, right? Nico Collins isn't playing. Steph Diggs gone for the year.
Yep.
Did you see Stroud's line last night?
Yeah. 10 of what, 30-something?
11 for 30.
Yeah.
For 191 yards. Mixon was good on the ground.
Yeah.
But, dude, what do you make of Stroud at this point? Now, listen, Houston's 6-3. They're dealing with some injuries. They kind of have to reconfigure their offense.
I'm not doubting him at all right now. I mean, you don't have your two top receivers, and you're going to start trying to force things.
You still have Tank Dell, right?
You don't have your two top receivers. I don't care if you got Tank Dell or not. You can't have one guy and go against a defense that good and think you're going to have a lot of open lanes. So what happened is when you don't have Nico, you don't have Steph, what they're going to do is say, Tank, you're not going to have much. Now you're forcing it, trying to make other guys step up. So I'm not going to knock him and doubt him. I think that, listen, yeah, we've seen Pat have games look like that. We've seen Tom have games. I think he's okay, but he's got to get his people back. If he don't get them back soon, he's going to have problems for a little bit.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, he also didn't turn it over. I guess he had the fumble. He didn't throw any picks. But that Houston team, that D-line is pretty damn good. The Jets D-line showed up in a big way last night. I thought Quinnen Williams kind of ran that game. Aaron Rodgers, 22 of 32, 210, three touchdowns. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Adams caught one. Garrett Wilson.
He can't do it 1 week and think we're going to forget about everything else, though.
Garrett Wilson was phenomenal in that game. The catch he made on his shin is it's hard to describe. Hopefully you saw
it. He had several unbelievable catches last night.
Totally. But the touchdown catch was just crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Just absolutely crazy. Hear me out here, B. The Jets are now 3-6. They go to Arizona. But they got a pretty long break here because they played Thursday night. That game's not till November 10th. To Arizona, then the Colts, then a bye week. If they can pull off a little run here, if they can win the next two, and they might be favored in both of those, is my guess. Then they're 5-6 with the stretch run remaining after a bye.
That flying from New York to Arizona, keep that in mind.
After 10 days off.
I don't care. When you go across the country, if you don't play smart like the Commanders did, you might have trouble.
You know what was interesting is talking with Terry McLaurin, and you guys will hear that audio a little later. Talking with Terry yesterday, he said, like, you know, when do you think this team kind of came together? And he's like, I really think that week in Arizona, because it's one thing for training camp, but we all were going home. He's like, that week in Arizona, we were all there together.
So in other words, going to training camp and being away from home might be something that may be beneficial, right? Just saying.
Might be.
Just saying.
People have asked me about the week in Arizona. Let's be crystal clear what made that possible. 100% crystal clear. So the Commanders had the Monday night game in Cincinnati. Then they flew directly to Phoenix, stayed out there for the week before the I guess that was the week 4 game against Arizona. They won both of those games. What made that possible was ownership willing to spend the money. That is all that was.
Yeah, nothing else.
But
what else could make it possible? That's the only thing that could make it possible.
But that didn't exist before.
Yeah, but let's stop talking about that.
I'm just saying,
about
like,
the people moving forward.
These are good things happening.
Yeah, looking at big ass front window and stop looking at the rearview mirror.
I think it's fair to point to celebrate the wins that didn't happen for 25 years.
I think if you get something going, you keep doing it. You don't keep looking back. Like if you're sitting up here, you're married now, you keep telling your wife, oh, when I had this other girlfriend, you see what happened with that. So that's basically what it is. Like, move past it, and it's over with. It's done. It's just go with the good stuff. All this good stuff happening, let's celebrate that and stop worrying about the ignorance that never was possible.
I think this is bananas, but I've heard this now. I was listening to PFT's podcast this morning, pardon my take. I saw this. People I think are really prisoners of the moment. There are people saying that the Garrett Wilson touchdown catch last night was the best catch ever.
I'm not going to go there.
I don't know what is, but to me, it is an absurd catch. I don't know how you get your shin down before like a knee or a foot or anything
that
else.
That Beckham catch right there that they're showing back and forth, that's unbelievable when you are stretched out behind your head. Come on, dog.
To me, best catch ever. Yes, Jeff.
I have a question.
Thanks for joining us.
What's up, JP? It's obviously I was late, JP. God dang. How many times you going to highlight that? But I got a question. So I got a question about this one-handed catch. Last weekend, George Pickens had a catch where it was similar where his left leg touched one time.
His left leg touched twice.
I was going to say, then it touched again. If we look at this Garrett Wilson play, it happens the same way.
No, when you get a body part down.
If you get a shin.
Yeah.
Even on the same leg.
Yeah.
If it's a shin or a knee.
Or a butt.
Or a butt, that takes over the 2 feet.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
What's that, Jeff?
Nah, because it's like, dude, it's the same leg. So if 1 foot touched twice in bounds, but a foot in my shin touch on the same leg, that's not.
It's just
don't complete the catch.
It's like if you're running a ball and your forearm hit the ground, you're down. But if you were to have like this part of your hand hit it, you still could run. It's some weird stuff, you know?
Yeah, man.
Certain little things. But I'm just saying the referee that's able to see that in real time, badass dude right there.
Yeah.
I think for me, if you're going to discuss greatest catch ever, it's an incredible catch.
Mm-hmm.
I just tend to lean towards like important moments to define greatness.
Yeah.
Was it Plaxico or Santonio Holmes that caught that fade from Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl?
In the end zone?
Yeah.
I thought it was Santonio.
Like that to
the one,
me.
That was against Arizona?
Yeah,
was it?
Against Arizona.
Yeah.
It cost me a lot of money. And I'm.
How about the one that Eli threw on the sideline?
That's what I was about
to say. You know what I'm saying?
David Tyree, the helmet catch?
That right there.
Like, I lost a ton of money on that game, but. Catch, I mean, he caught it on his helmet in the Super Bowl.
But
that catch was so great that they made it a play in Madden, and you couldn't stop it.
The dude, listen, nobody ever holds on to a ball that much when people pulling them all that. He had one hand on the ball, on his helmet, and he kept it there.
And I just,
but
totally.
And listen, man, this day and age, everybody wants to say what's the best thing ever. That happens every other day now.
Right.
You see, it's the best ever. Because back then you see something, they would say, "Oh, it reminds me of what happened before." Today it's automatically the best ever, because everybody wants to say, "I saw or I did the best thing ever."
Microwave society.
Yeah, give me a break with that.
I agree with you. I it's a hell of a catch. I don't want to take anything away from the play he made, but it's week 9.
I think the best
Jets,
catch
Texans.
Ever. I was sitting there last night, and I went to move, and I hit my little table. And my drink was falling off, and I caught it with one hand. Boom. And went right to the sip. That's the best catch ever. I would have had some shattered crystal on my floor.
One thing I always talk about, I'm curious if you saw it last night. I guess you didn't have many trick-or-treaters come through. Shout out to a lot of people last night. I'm just walking around with the kids. Like, we're like, hey, love the radio show. So appreciate you to the folks that said that. But I was expecting to see a ton of Jaden Daniels jerseys last night because I know they're selling. I see it all around the city. There is Commanders gear, burgundy and gold, old Skins gear. Like, it's everywhere. I still, last night, the most popular sports costume I saw, who do you think it was?
Pat Mahomes. You know why?
Because
people have bought those jerseys already, and they're going to wear them. You know what mom and dad said? You're not wearing that brand new jersey I just brought. Put on the old one. Pat Mahomes. Next year, it'll be Jaden's. See, when people.
That's true.
When you first, like, and the thing, like, you become popular, all of a sudden, that has seemed like a great thing. So let's go wear the old costume. Not the new one yet. We'll make that the costume next year.
It was weird weather. I mean, I walked around in shorts and a t-shirt, dude. I was wearing jeans out at the park, and I was like, it's too hot.
I don't know. This
my weather, neighborhood's hilly as hell.
I think
too.
This weather has a mental problem. Dude, wasn't it like 50 degrees or 30 degrees a few nights ago?
Yeah.
And then last night.
I want to say Monday night it was cold.
Dude, listen. So I woke up, and I'm looking around. I'm like, why are all my doors open? I realized. I got up to go to the bathroom, and I turned the damn air up, because I had the heat on at first. Turned the air up and opened all the doors like I was hot as hell. So the weather is killing me, man. I'm trying for it to move on, and this time of the year I don't like because it starts getting dark too quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming this weekend.
Yeah,
Daylight Savings is Saturday night.
I've been going home at 4:45, 4:50, and you looking, and it's already starting to get dark. And by the time I get home, I am tired.
The flip side, though, B, it is really hard to motivate in the morning when it's dark out. Like, it's dark at damn near 8 o'clock. Like, it's dark at, like, 7:45 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, I went to the dentist yesterday. I had the early appointment. It looked like midnight, and it was 6:45 a.m.
Yeah, but when it's 6:45 and it's light and it's going to be 20 and 30, you're not going to be motivated then either. I promise you that.
I hate the winter. Let's go back to Arizona.
You won't be motivated
the Commanders,
then.
We'll all go hang out with Bill. We got a packed show. It is Wide Receiver Friday. Amani Toomer, Governor Wes Moore, and Santana Moss join the program. Nobody go anywhere. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.